This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Empty Tombs. Dear friends, alleluia, he is risen. But wait a minute, where are the angels to announce his resurrection? Where's the dazzling white light to punctuate the miracle? Matthew, Mark, and Luke all give us lights and angels, but John only gives us an empty tomb. This year, we've journeyed through Lent and witnessed the Passion only to find emptiness. Look again. This is a void that speaks volumes. It's an emptiness that promises an eternity of fulfillment, a silence that trumpets he's truly risen. Christ's empty tomb tells us that our tombs, our graves, our urns will also be empty one day. If we follow Jesus, he will surely lead us to resurrection. But on that first Easter morning, his loved ones can't see that. They're blinded by grief and fear. As many times as he told them what to expect, they're frightened and confused by this empty tomb. And as many times as he told us down the ages, we too stand frightened and confused when our fragile faith is pitted against the certainty of death. Our senses, our reason, our experience all tell us that what is dead is dead. The cross and the lance had done their wicked work on Jesus. He was surely as dead can be. So where's the body? Mary Magdalene didn't have long to wait for an answer. Through the emptiness, Jesus calls her by name. And then, there he was, not the broken corpse of the cross, but the risen Messiah, her friend, her teacher, her Savior. Overcome by joy, she runs to the disciples to announce, "I have seen the Lord." And as we'll see in the Gospels of this Easter season, the disciples will not only see the Lord, they'll walk with him, talk with him, and even touch him. The great good news of the resurrection is that this is not a one-shot miracle strictly reserved for the deity. This is a miracle we can all share. That's the purpose of Jesus. He's the living embodiment of God's love, the instrument of our salvation. God wants our tombs to be empty. He wants our hearts to be filled. Jesus promised, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever believes in me shall never die." My friends, Jesus says never die, not maybe, no ifs, ands, or buts. He isn't playing word games. He's offering us an empty tomb and eternal life. All it takes is a leap of faith to exchange a life of emptiness for the fullness of the risen Christ. He wants us to trade our fear for faith, our sins for forgiveness, our death for everlasting life. And so as you go through this glorious Easter and beyond, remember that life here is short. We don't have time to waste on fear and confusion. We don't need to wait for the angels and the bright lights to give us the good news. This Easter, like Mary, we should run joyfully to friends and family to proclaim the risen Christ. We don't have time for self-absorption. We must be quick to love. We must make haste to be kind. We must rush to forgive and forgive and forgive. So let's rejoice in the empty tomb and let's share a blessed Easter filled with the love of the risen Savior. Jesus is God's solemn promise that our tombs will be empty too. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.